person in there.
So somebody else had to do that.
Do you understand my concern that this is, this is an exemption? And all exemptions have been removed. This was a BOE ruling. And again, we worked through a lot of this stuff, as you can see, and this should not have been removed. If something changes on the property or whatever, that's a different thing, but it just shouldn't have been removed. If it's a computer error, awesome.
But that shows you, if they went in and did it the incorrect way, where they were doing manual exemptions inside the program, then that is going to show. But that top one should be changed to EX. That's all that needs to be done. And then we still reassess it then, but it shouldn't affect anything for them getting a tax bill.
For me, you're going to have to remove the value, because I don't think we can make it tax exempt, can we, Wesley?
I cannot change that. I don't.
Yeah.
We're going to remove the value. It's a tax exempt.
And it will not allow me to change anything.
Yeah.
So I'm going to retract my motion, and I make a motion that we value.
Change it for 22 then.
I don't know.
This doesn't have a.
No, it needs to be 2021.
This doesn't have a BOE number, but
it doesn't require one.
Right. Yeah.
Make a motion with the parcel number, if you would.
Yes,
that
I will.
When we go back and hear it, we know what parcel number it is, and I can put a BOE number to it. Change it.
I make a motion that parcel number 08-8.0-28-000-000-086.002, the valuation be made to zero based on the tax exempt status, and coming before BOE and presenting that all that information in 2017.
And so can we get a copy
second.
Of that?
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye.
Aye. She's taking down notes aye. For you.
Motion stands.
So for this the first year that we possibly can, we're going to change that top thing to an EX. That way it can't get a bill.
So, Susan, all we can do for your books is when the BOE value comes over, it's just going to take that value back out.
Okay.
So if you want the value in there, you're going to have to go up and change it to exempt. We can't change it to exempt.
Yes. Okay.
All we can do is do
but
it.
But if
value.
I go in there, I can't go into 2021 and change it to exempt.
No,
extent.
But you're going to have to do
22.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, yeah, your book is open to it.
That's what I thought. Okay, so that's what I want to do. And so you've written down all the numbers. That
I did. And I will not the total value or anything. Do I need to write that down?
Yeah, I mean.
I
guess we're
going to
lose our
how does go back?
Assessment, aren't we?
How do they go back?
You're going to lose
just,
the
you just
no, you're going to lose the value.
I just have
don't know how you're
just
saying,
how are they going
to I don't know.
It's
my understanding.
I don't know how you want to do it. How many is it considered an exempt?
So, in without, this one happens to be tax exempt, right? But all of our BOE rulings here, I mean, whether it's Mr. Ruda's or whoever's,
well, let's,
they're considered, they're called exemptions
out.
Or BOE rulings.
Let's find out from Ulrich exactly what they can do, and we can fashion a motion that way so we don't mess them up.
Okay.
I mean, that's really what, if we, I don't have a problem reinstating any BOEs that have not, you know, there hasn't been any change of the property, certainly. In other words, reinstating the BOE decision. And there hasn't been any change.
Well, you already have over 2,000.
But I mean, let's put this as a, for instance, this year we're giving COVID discounts. Hopefully, we won't have to give any discounts. Won't be any other pandemics going forward. And so we want the assessor to be able to go in and change what we've done this year. In other words, go in and reassess and change what's all done. So we don't. You can't just say BOE stands forever. I mean, things change. I mean, you have across the board increases. You have evaluations, things like that. So we've got to be careful how we word what we're wording, because we can't just say all BOE, because we're making a decision based on the property at that time, and things change. I mean, sometimes we make it just because the market's down,
I mean, whenever there's an actual, like a something else is put on the property or the property splits, those are all things that are going to be reassessed anyway in a matter of course, and they can do that any time it happens. But I just want to make sure, I think a blanket is a very dangerous thing, as she was talking about before, because it can affect other things too. If he can do that, if he can go in and make sure, if he can go in and see the decisions that have changed for no apparent reason somehow, then, like, I don't know if there's any way he would have caught this one. I don't know. I don't know if what you're talking about is, could Ulrich, when I say he, the Ulrich system or whatever it is, can they catch those?
So they have a backup file. 2020.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, really, the how, I mean, we want to make it reasonable and doable. The how is left up to them on all this stuff. But I agree, we need to make it reasonable. They have a backup file. If we reinstate the exemptions that existed in 2020 and overlap those onto 2021, whatever exemptions were there.
But do they call them exemptions in the Ulrich system? Or is it just a value?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as what they had last year. I'm just... The BOE rulings, everything that we're doing is an exemption of some...
I don't think we disagree, like something like this, obviously, but that wasn't even one. That isn't even something apparently she did.
It was something that she said, I did away with all the exemptions. That's what she said. That's what gave me the red flag of going to I asked her what exemption was she doing. She said, I asked other folks, I said, what's an exemption? That was one we did last year. If you want to pull that up, we can pull it up. I mean, to be fair and equal. But I want that to be covered. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. But the... Can we look at can we look? Yeah, Chris Macklin off of.
That might be interesting to see that. I know what you're talking about. Is that what it is? Yeah, it is Macklin. Yeah. That's right. Macklin. I remember.
He had his ducks in a row, and
I remember that.
We are.
He's in Hollister.
What's the name of that? Evergreen. He's right off Evergreen. I showed that house way back when.
It was really
so, hey, one that whenever you get a chance, Wesley, I'm going to bring up another one that we're just refreshing our memory to.
Was it the
BOE? It was.
Last year,
Chris Macklin Ministries.
Oh, okay.
It was one that the gentleman had all his ducks in a row.
Well, I think Mr. Horn came back after they had...
Well, he got all his ducks in a row. Right. I mean, it was... I mean,
right.
I mean, shoot, I know of another one now that I'm thinking of it. There was a real nice older lady that she had all of her ducks in a row because weren't...
She was using pests. It was a house over in the old...
Is she still in the house?
Murphy
is the
edition.
Ministry still going on?
This was last year.
Might have been
I'm
back
asking. They can close in a month.
Yeah, it was the Murphy edition.
Yeah, I'm going to zoom flyby and come down on it.
She was alive.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many of past BOEs that I need to think about. These are the ones that are popping up.
We just want to see.
Address for that, was it Evergreen?
It was Evergreen Street. It's like a... 5-acre parcel or something.
Yeah, it's that big house down
there. Something off Evergreen.
That sets back way back there.
Chris Macklin. Does he own that much?
Yes.
It's his ministry that owns it, so it's not him personally. I think he's got a separate house because he wasn't my client.
Yeah, those are all there.
He bought my pastor's house. He was not my client, that was an interesting...
So it's important for my office to set that top button I talked about to EX, because then nothing we do should be able to affect it. Would you see why it needs...
Well, we're just trying to see whether or not the same thing happened on this one.
I mean...
Okay.
Just a second here. We'll see if I can pull the chair out here. I remember last year...
I mean, I could fly over on Beacon here. I'm doing that. I'll do that one first.
So are we almost finished on our list?
I mean, we're finished on this list. We're just trying to make sure somebody didn't get a tax bill that didn't know they were getting a tax bill.
That's okay. Because I wanted to speak to you guys on something that I don't want on the main deal. It's just a general point.
I think while we're in BOE, I think it needs to be in public record. So I apologize.
Well, if you're not dealing with property and she just wants to talk to you, then you won't be in BOE.
Well, yeah. So it's apparently the ministry is something different.
I'm getting to it here because I found it.
Are you talking about the one, the lady?
No, I'm going the other place.
You're going to Evergreen. There it is. It's way back there.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
Look at that. Christopher Macklin Ministries. It's 1024 Evergreen Street. And, I mean, I have that there is an assessed evaluation on, at least what I'm reading on Beacon. I'm not going as deep as what you
can. Can you give me the BOE number? Not BOE number, but the parcel number.
All right, parcel number 17-2.0-10-002-001-006.000. Yeah, I mean, let's look at 20.
What does IT stand for?
In town. RL is rural.
He was here last year. Granted exemption request. I can actually pull up his BOE because I've got his number here.
We're just trying to see if it had any assessed value this
year. What is it this year?
There it is.
Zero? Or
no,
zero?
It's,
no,
it's showing assessed.
I mean, these are just the ones that we're remembering.
That's
two. Do you remember changing it? Can you tell if it's changing?
No, because you're going to see, probably if he goes back, you'll see that those are from before my time.
Kathy was in.
Why would that?
Well, I'm wondering, Jeff.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm wondering if when we change the valuation and take it down to zero, we're not changing anything else in their tax, but we're not changing it to exempt. All we're doing is taking the value out. So if she's got something there up there that says IT or RL, we can't change that. All we can change is value. So it may be that when the data is going from our system over into her system, that it's not. There's no way for us to change it.
Here's the deal. The other one was zero. All of a sudden, all exemptions gone, and now we have. Now these are valued. I'm saying that what happened different. Well, we need to reinstate this one, so we're gonna do what we can as far as our what we're doing here.
It wasn't done correctly when it was changed last year at BOE.
She's trying to tell you when BOE did it. It didn't change in this system. They haven't changed that value. That value was in there.
Then what happened on the last one?
We don't know. That's what we're trying to tell you, Jeff.
We're trying to tell you that the person, whoever was in charge here before, when that became exempt, when you guys made it exempt and did that, like with having with Canicut here, when we just